This is A Stake in Earth, a Jupiter Ascending Pacific Rim crossover fic, or fusion fic, I guess, actually, written by Timon and read by Raina Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairings Jupiter Jones, Kane Wise, Raleigh Beckett, Mako Mori, with additional tags for alternate universe, fusion, crossover, post-movies. Author's notes. This is what happens when you're going through the Jupiter Ascending kink meme and find someone actively encouraging a crossover with Pacific Rim. It should really be tagged with a whole bunch of things, including, "Oh look, I did a thing," and "Sorry, not sorry." But I'm not fond of fics being tagged like that in the AO3 tag system, so yeah. They're on their way back to their stuff in the early twilight, with Jupiter laughing in delighted glee as she clings to Kane's back, when she feels him tense, and the forward motion of his wings stop. It takes her a few seconds longer to spot the woman standing at the edge of the building, the wide oval of her face moon-pale in the fast-fading evening light. Human. At least, there's no sign she's half something else. And she's dressed like a human from Earth and doesn't carry any visible alien technology. In fact, Jupiter squints a little. She looks like any 30-something Asian-American woman in a t-shirt and jeans jacketed against the evening chill. "Who are you?" Kane doesn't set them down, but projects his voice out in challenge. "State your name and business." The woman looks at him, then back to Jupiter. She lifts her right hand, as though hailing Jupiter, and the delicate blue gleam of her seal twinkles in the last light of day. "My name is Mako Mori, entitled Recurrence of the Lady of the Yaga. But I was born in 1978 as Mako Mori of Tanegashima, Japan. And I have a proposal for Jupiter Jones, entitled Recurrence of Seraphia Abraxas, Lady of Earth." Another recurrence from Earth? 1978... That's nearly 40 years. Jupiter stares at Mako for a moment, before realizing Kane's head has turned slightly, waiting for her verdict. She jerks her head towards the building, and Mako steps back as Kane wings in. Jupiter's mind is buzzing as she steps down the pipes and onto the rooftop proper. A proposal? Not another marriage one, she hopes. She is totally off marriage proposals. Besides, how could another entitled recurrence have been born on Earth? Although, the woman does look Japanese, now that she comes to think of it. Ageless, even. Although, if she's an entitled recurrence, then she has access to... Regenics. It's made from people, she says. Blurts, actually. God, why wasn't she born with thought sensors like the rest of humanity? But Mako doesn't seem surprised at all. Instead, her gaze sharpens. Yes, and you kept Belem Abraxas from harvesting Earth's people for it, for which you have my thanks. I have been trying to find a way for 20 years.
You didn't come alone.
Kane's been sniffing the air, and now his gaze is focused at the rooftop door that leads to the staircase down.
Who is he?
Mako seems amused rather than insulted. She also doesn't answer the question, but addresses Jupiter. Do you know what it is you have in the loyalty of a Lycantent?
Better than you, Jupiter retorts,
then winces. She doesn't mean to be rude. It just happens. But she has to fight the urge to say sorry. Captain Singh has already had words with her, and Jupiter will not try to apologize to people she doesn't know. The day she stops saying sorry to the people around her for screwing up is probably the day she should just say, fuck it, and take Regenics. Maybe, Mako says. Maybe not. That is the other reason I'm here. She makes no sign, gives no signal, but the door opens and a man steps out. I told you, Mako says to him. I told you, she says to him.
No. He reminds her with a smile that makes the yards between him and the Lady of Viega seem like nothing. I told you.
This is my consort, Lord Raleigh Beckett, entitled of the danger.
Formally entitled.
He corrects her as he steps from the shadows of the stairwell, out into the glow of the buildings around them. Jupiter only realizes how still Cain has gone when the wind picks up and rustles his feathers again, a shifting susurrus. It takes her a few more moments to see why. Lord Raleigh Beckett, formerly entitled, what does that even mean, is human. Blonde and fair and very visibly built beneath the gauze-like tunic that starts with a fitted collar around his throat in gunsteel blue, a filigree pattern in gold matching the sheen of his hair. There's a mark on his left shoulder. A brand, much like the splicer mark that Cain and Stinger carry, but it's larger, round, and incorporated into a tattoo that spreads down his bicep and halfway across his chest. But it's his face that shocks Jupiter. It's an older face, human, more clearly defined in the planes of cheek and brow and chin. There's no beard, more lines about the face, and the nose isn't quite right. But given the differences between human and splice, Raleigh Beckett is a fair rendering of Cain Wise. Or perhaps it's the other way around. We were 99% sure that your lichen tint was spliced of Raleigh's gene stamp, Mako Mori says. Jupiter finds her tongue somewhere and manages, only 99%. The end. Reader's notes. So I made the cover art having only seen the summary of this fic, which is why it's not really matching the plot of the story, but I already put a lot of time and effort into this, so you know what? Fuck it, it goes with this fic now. Also, I would love the idea of Jupiter and Cain piloting a Jaeger, because that would be fantastic. Author's notes. So, this all came about because my brain spent the first 15 minutes of Cain Wise's appearance screeching that it was Raleigh Beckett, Space Wolf military guy. And yes, Cain's reaction to Jupiter is pretty much Raleigh's reaction to Mako without the dog gene angle. However, if we smush PR timelines with J.A., then Mako is really only 10 years old at this point in canon. And Raleigh's, what, 17? Which means she's no help to Jupiter Jones, intergalactic queen of everything, who is also totally clueless about the universe and how to fight space capitalism. Enter, instead, Mako Mori, entitled recurrence who was found and snuck off Earth by Stalker Pentecost back in the 1995 Kobe earthquake. The goons of Ballina Brass X again. And told her about her entitled rights and responsibilities. But who's been looking for a way to stop harvesting ever since she realized what the elixir of life was made from. She has the know-how and a little power, but Jupiter, as the recurrence of Seraphia Brassix, has a big, huge, massive leverage. Together, they fight crime! Space capitalism! And yes, my muse tossed out the idea of an epic entitled Jupiter in Eclipse, Part 2 of a Trilogy, where Part 3 is entitled Jupiter Regnant, except the plotting gets messy like you would not believe.